This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented and scantily clad Elisa Profumo. How you doing?
You sound so businesslike until you said scantily clad.
I know, right? I'm almost believable.
That is not true. Carl is actually scantily clad. He took his shirt off.
It's
because
so hot
warm in
here. In
the studio. Well, it's almost 70 degrees outside today. So.
And then all this equipment surrounding us. And I was stupid and I wore a long sleeve, like baseball t-shirt.
Well, today it's 70. Yesterday it was 50. The weather's so up
crazy
and down right now.
And we're going to talk about global warming and climate change in today. I can't wait to talk about it because I just am not going to give anything away. You just have to wait and listen.
It's shocking.
I mean,
to
it's
say
just
the
amazing.
Least. The idiocy in the news.
Unbelievable. And please hold your thoughts until you hear this story, okay? I'm not arguing whether or not global warming is actually happening and man has an effect on the changing temperature on the planet, but wait until you hear what they're attributing global warming to. That's the, like, okay, you lost me now. Okay, what do you want to talk about first, Elisa?
Yesterday I read a quote from Hippocrates. All disease starts in the gut.
Yes. And I told you that the term hypochondriac, hypo means below, and the chondriac word comes from Latin for the rib cage. And so people who used to complain about not feeling well, but they couldn't determine what was causing the problem, they always said it was from the gut. And that's why hypochondriac actually means their problem is coming from their gut. Like, we can't, it's not their arm, they didn't lose a toe. These variety of symptoms cannot be explained away, and so they always said it was from the gut. And that's where the word hypochondriac comes from.
Well, but my point in talking about Hippocrates saying all disease starts in the gut is, how long have mainstream doctors been attributing things to the gut?
Well, mainstream doctors don't attribute anything to the gut.
They still don't.
Yeah. And so you're right. You know, it's just now all of a sudden we're going, oh, the microbiome, this is really interesting. Yeah, we've known all along.
Well, how long ago did Hippocrates say that?
A thousand years ago?
Oh, so my point is that we should listen to him. The greatest medicine of all is teaching people how not to need it.
I like that.
That's another quote.
Yeah.
I mean, he was so ahead of his time.
Yeah.
If someone wishes for good health, one must first ask oneself if he is ready to do away with the reasons for his illness.
Right.
Only then is it possible to help him.
We've got to remove the insult. I know. Brilliant, right? It's almost like he's talking about today's population.
We must turn to nature itself, to the observations of the body in health and in disease, to learn the truth. And of course, the famous one, our food should be our medicine and our medicine should be our food.
Right. Right. And it's like he's speaking to the population today. So they obviously we've been this stupid since the beginning of recorded history. That's what it tells you.
Either that or we became stupid.
No, it was, you know what? Lynn Wright was asking me about the white paper for the genetic benefits of eating beef show. And I sent her the link. And she said, man's original sin was putting a plow in the ground. And I thought that had so much profound meaning in it when you think about it. Because when you look at us as hunter-gatherers, the truth of the matter is, if we looked at ourselves as hunter-gatherers from today's perspective, we would think we were lazy because we spent the mornings foraging for food and finding food, and we worked hard. But we spent a lot of time just sitting around laughing and enjoying life to the in the capacity that we had the ability to enjoy life. We were playful. We were like the lemurs. You know how everybody comes to, oh, look at the lemurs, how cute they are. They cuddle. Oh, they stand up and they look around and they have some. We were like lemurs. We did the same thing. After feeding was done, we enjoyed our lives. Today, all we do is work. And the reality is that when we became an agrarian society and we started to grow monocultures of food, that's when our lives got hard. We worked harder than ever, and we got sicker than ever. I mean, that's really the truth.
Is a lemur the little animals they have on television?
Yeah, that pop up and they look around. They look almost human-like.
Is that how you say it?
That's how I say it. If I'm saying it wrong, correct me. I thought they were called lemurs.
They're so cute.
Yeah, yeah.
The physician treats, but nature heals.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you are not your own doctor, you are a fool. That's my favorite.
Oh, I love that one.
That's my favorite. If you are not your own doctor, you are a fool.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
So let's not be fools. Let's not be fooled.
And let's not be fooled. Thank you. You know, I just want to plug this again. There is a blog post that says the genetic benefits of eating beef. And I hope that I can ask everybody in this audience that's listening to take 10 seconds, go to my website, our website, supremeradio.com, click that blog post and share it. We must push back on the misinformation that red meat, specifically beef, is causing disease and destroying the planet. Nothing is further from the truth. And folks, this is just like being told in the 70s that fat was bad and look where it's gotten us. We're about to go down a new rabbit hole that's going to be even worse if they start to demonize beef. Because beef is the only food you could eat for every meal, every day, every week, every month, every year for the rest of your life and not die of some malnutrition. Think about that next time you're having a discussion with a vegan who would die if they didn't take supplements to make up for the things they're not getting in their vegan diet. Where was GNC when we were cave people? Where'd they go get their sublingual B12 back then? No, vegans died back then. So just keep that in mind, but please pass this blog post around, please.
Speaking of blog posts, I wrote one this week also that's important because as a nation, superhuman nation, we all do things to, are you okay?
I just got coffee in my eye.
We all do things to stay healthy, taking supplements, eating healthy, eating beef. So how do we know if it's working for us or not? So I had my blood work done. I just got the results this week and it's working, but you have to have your blood work done.
Yeah. How do you know? Right. So Elisa was able to actually go back to 2013 and look at all of her blood work.
Actually, 2012. LabCorp has a new patient portal that allows, I mean, it was just there. I signed in and signed up for the new patient portal. And then like several hours later, all of a sudden, all of my blood work that I've ever had done with LabCorp showed up.
Right.
So I was able to compare this 2017, March of 2017, to my 2012, 2013 results. And my results now were so much better than back then.
You're actually getting younger.
That's what Dr. Andre texted me.
From a metabolic perspective, you're actually getting younger.
My disease markers, my lipid profile, everything was much better.
Elisa's HDL is almost 100. That's amazing. That's amazing. And that comes from hard exercise, too, believe it or not.
Yes, it does. Hard exercise, a lot of things.
Doing all the right things, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, so get your blood tested, and there's a good blog up there if you want to read that one and pass it around to friends of yours. If you don't get blood work done, you're shooting in the dark with everything you do. You don't really know if it's really working for you or not.
And don't be afraid to ask your doctor. A lot of doctors don't prescribe vitamin D, for example, to see what your vitamin D levels are.
Yeah.
Mine, by the way, were in the great, and they were good. So, and I've been using an oral. It's been wintertime.
It's also important for you to mention something else that we said you were going to talk about. So your vitamin D is really right in that sweet spot, around 60.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to take a pretty high dose of vitamin D to get it there, and the reason I'm bringing this out is because everybody goes, well, how much vitamin D should I take?
Well,
the answer is whatever you need.
The RDA is, I think, 600 IUs for someone between the ages, at least over 70. I know it's either 600 or 800 IUs for a person over 70, but I think it's lower than that for younger people.
Four to 600, yeah.
I think 400 for is what they put in multivitamins.
Right.
So I've been taking 5,000 to 10,000 IUs at least 4 days a week.
Yeah.
Not every day, but around 4 to 5 days a week.
And that's a good way to take it, by the way. It's good not to take it every single day. It's good to take high doses and spread it out and be erratic with that dosing.
So that's what I've been doing, and I'm, you know, only at around the 60.
No, but think about it. There are people out there that can take, so people of Scandinavian descent, we've seen studies from Scandinavia, from Finland, for instance, they can take 1,000 IUs of oral vitamin D, and their 25-hydroxy level will go up to 60. You or I, we have to take 10 to 15,000, right?
Because of our
heritage, our ethnicity, our heritage. Yes, exactly. And so the point I'm trying to make here is when people say, well, how much vitamin D should I use? Whatever it takes to get you into the zone. This is another thing. If you're not testing vitamin D and you're just throwing vitamin D down your throat, you don't even know if you're over the mark, under the mark, at the mark. You don't know.
And if you're not taking it, then
you're really missing an opportunity to.
Unless you live in a sunny a place where it's sunny all the time.
And you spend your time out in that sun.
Right, and you don't use sunblock.
Because people in Arizona don't have high vitamin D levels because they go from their garage to their car to work, you know, work to the car, and they're not out in the sun. The people who are mowing lawns and stuff like that, they probably have fantastic vitamin D levels.
Well, and I think it was 2 weeks ago we talked about vitamin D is more effective at preventing colds and flu than the flu vaccine.
Yeah.
But you don't hear that in the mainstream media, in the mainstream news.
Right. No. God forbid. Don't forget, the CDC is making money on these vaccines now. They actually own the patents on some of these vaccines.
A lot of these vaccines.
So the government is making their money. They don't want to change that message. They don't want you to all of a sudden say, you know, I'm just going to start taking 10,000 IUs of vitamin D, get my blood work done, make sure I'm in that zone, and forget about the vaccine. Oh, my God. They'd lose billions and billions of dollars. So they're not going to pass that message around.
No, they're not.
Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have so many examples of idiocy and absurdity in our population today. It's staggering.
I want to talk about the climate change story
when we get back. So stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. What do you want to talk about first, Lisa?
I want to talk about the climate change.
Yeah, this is good.
And
is
its
great.
Association with type 2 diabetes.
Okay, so before we talk about this story, I got to say this, right? And so anytime people try to leverage science in the wrong way, it aggravates me. Because anytime people try to do this kind of thing, it actually takes away from the total sum of knowledge that is delivered to us through real science. When someone tries to do something like this, it makes me angry, because it's not just the stupidity of this research, but it's how it detracts from all research in the category forever because of this. So talk about it.
So the study was published in the journal, the British Medical Journal, Open Diabetes Research and Care Researchers at Leiden University Medical Center in the Netherlands. They calculated that a 1 degree Celsius rise in environmental temperature, which is about 2 degrees Fahrenheit, around the world could translate to more than 100,000 new diabetes cases a year in the U.S. alone.
Now, as soon as Elisa said this, I said, what's the mechanism?
A rise in temperature
can
associate to type 2 diabetes.
But wait a minute.
Rise.
So I said to Elisa, well, what is temperature doing to cause the proliferation of diabetes? Is it having an effect on blood sugar management? And then you said that they tried to associate it with food, but the reality is that the food supply has actually increased in quality. So what they basically said was, this is not causative. It doesn't show a cause, but it shows a correlation.
More from food shortages. Food shortages.
Right.
To deadlier, more severe weather events.
Okay, so now let's talk about this for a second. So if it's getting warmer, you can grow for longer periods of time. So I don't buy the whole, it's getting warmer and we're going to have food shortages. Number one. That doesn't make any, that when you apply critical thinking to that, you go, ah, guys, I think you're really stretching this one. But the other one about, weather events, right? So the reality is that the period of time that they used to calculate this was from 1996 to 2006. I read it.
2006?
Yeah.
2009.
Okay. I thought it was 2006. Okay, so, oh no, it was. It was 2009. That's what
yes,
I did.
So 2009.
So I decided I'm going to do my own associative correlative research on the global warming effect, right? So from 1996 through 2009, our gross domestic product went from $6.9 trillion to $8.5 trillion. At this rate, for every increase in global temperature in Celsius, we will become more profitable as a country. So we want to keep this going, right?
Right.
Okay. You see what I'm saying here? They're saying that because the temperature went up and diabetes went up, they are somehow associated. There's no association any more than me saying, because I was on the street when a person up the street, shot someone, that somehow there was an association because I was on the street as well.
I was just getting ready to say the one analogy that you typically use is that if a house is burning, then
there's a fire truck.
So therefore the fire truck must be the cause of the
house
burning.
Every time there's a house fire, there are fire trucks. So therefore the fire trucks should be the cause of the house burning. That's the correlative approach to things. That's epidemiology. So let's look at another thing. Guess what? Global tuberculosis from 1996 to 2009 has dropped by 40%. So global warming is good for tuberculosis. Wait a minute. The sexual hookup culture, it's an actual study, okay? Since 1996 and 2009, young adults are having more sex. So it's good for sexuality. You see what I'm saying? Those things I just said and are trying to attribute them to global warming is stupid. That's like, Carl, you know that has nothing. No, of course not. And neither does the rise in diabetes have anything to do with global warming. But because these agencies out there and these organizations out there are trying to come from every angle to affect policy and politics, and they are trying to use science now, and they're doing it wrong, and they're hurting all science. That's what they're doing.
It's just shocking to me that they spread this type of misinformation.
Of course.
Because you think
the average person is going to think about this, they're just going to go, as we get warmer, that's what's causing my diabetes.
We're going to talk about birth control in a little while, and it's the same thing. You hear it all over the news, but it's also misleading. It's like what they're saying is totally not appropriate.
No, and all they said was it's an association. So while global warming is going up, diabetes is going up, but tuberculosis is going down. The gross domestic product is going up. So,
but just because global warming is increasing and type 2 diabetes is going up doesn't mean that it's the cause of it.
Or even related. That's my point. Saying that these two things that are happening out here that have nothing to do with each other and trying to bridge them together to cause political opinion. That's what I'm pissed off at. The use of science for these kind of reasons hurts all science. Shame on the authors of this study. They obviously have an agenda. I get it. But don't use stupid science.
And then down here it says, as striking as the data appears, researchers stress that the study indicates an association, not necessarily a causation.
Of course.
Then why the headlines? Why the sensational headlines?
Because we wouldn't be talking about it, and we wouldn't be helping to further their agenda if they didn't do this, right? So the idiots out there think, there's a relationship between global warming, and they're going to tell people tonight somebody's going to be at a party and they're going to go, I was just diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I got to go on insulin. They go, did you hear? Global warming is causing your diabetes. Oh, wow. No kidding. Yeah. I read a headline. I read a headline that said that.
Read the story.
Never mind that. Go back and look at the research like Elisa did. She found the study. And then all of a sudden everything falls apart. Shame on the scientists that allowed their research to be used this way. Shame on them.
So I have to give one of our sponsors a plug.
Okay.
Live On Labs vitamin C product, which I love, by the way.
Yeah.
It was giving the seal of approval by Consumer Labs.
And you know how tough they are.
They are tough.
So
tough.
Elisa contacted Cindy Nachman over there and sent her a copy, and she said she had no idea that this was even going on.
That they were being tested.
Yeah.
And they got all approvals all across the board. So yay for vitamin C and Live On Labs.
And whenever I hear the Live On Labs vitamin C ad, that's when I run and I go get my vitamin C over there and I take it. That's how I take it every single day.
Well, but you've also been taking it with
glutathione.
Well, not only glutathione, but also collagen before you work out.
Yeah. By the way, what if I told you that Great Lakes is thinking about coming aboard as a sponsor?
That would be incredible.
I love their product. I love it, love it, love it. Okay, we can take a break right now, and we've got a lot of good stories to talk about.
Well, yeah, I just want to expand on the vitamin C just a little bit more about cancer cells and vitamin C.
Okay.
And you said you had something you wanted to say about that.
Well, we've known about vitamin C having a beneficial effect on cancer cells since Linus Pauling really was the person who promoted this concept. But back then, you had to go for vitamin C intravenous infusions in order to get the vitamin C levels high enough to actually kill the cancer cells. You can't do that with oral vitamin C. You can do it with liposomally encapsulated vitamin C. You can get blood levels up high like you do with an intravenous infusion, but you can't do it by just taking vitamin C and swallowing it.
So WorldHealth.net, which is a forum, published an article on March 15th, which was not too long ago, of 2017, talking about how cancer cells are slayed by vitamin C.
Right.
And basically the vitamin C was more effective, 10 times more effective than the drugs that
the chemotherapy that
they
were using.
Compared it to.
Yeah, but the problem is getting vitamin C levels high enough, and it quite often requires intravenous very, very high doses of vitamin C, which some people can't even tolerate. Some people can become hot and sweaty and nauseous from it. But if the choice was between that and chemotherapy, I would take the vitamin C every
day. Well, but you can also do it with Livon Labs liposomal vitamin C.
So you would have to take a lot of Livon Labs liposomal vitamin C over through the entire day to do the same thing that they're using vitamin C for to kill cancer. When they give people vitamin C for cancer, they stick a needle in their arm and they put a bag of vitamin C that probably delivers 10 grams, you know, every minute or so into the bloodstream. You would have a hard time eating enough Livon Labs throughout the whole day to get your blood levels that high.
Well, here, this doctor, Dr. Bonicelli, who is the guy who wrote this article for A4M, stated that it is hoped that vitamin C will ward off tumor reoccurrence, metastasis, and disease progression.
Now, do you know how vitamin C sequesters tumors and keeps them from metastasizing?
No.
Because of its collagen building effects.
Really?
So I actually read a beautiful study on this years ago, and it was so fascinating. So collagen isn't just used for skin matrix and tendons and ligaments and stuff like that. Collagen plays an important role in the interstitial fluid in our body, in the lymph fluid and so on. There's collagen in there. What collagen does, and in blood, what collagen does is when a tumor cell is identified by the immune system, it deploys collagen to build a little wall around the tumor cell so it can't stick to other cells and start to metastasize.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's
really
fascinating. So collagen actually sequesters tumor cells and basically deactivates them because they tumor cells produce a sticky substance on the surface called Enox. And that's how they go, hey, you're a tumor cell, come over here, stick to me. And all the tumor cells get together and they create tumors. This is how they do it. They have this sticky stuff on them. Well, when the collagen envelopes the tumor cell's dead. It's harmless. It's going to float around until your body excretes it somehow. So that's how vitamin C affects the metastasizing effect of tumor cells. Isn't that interesting?
That's fascinating.
Yeah. And you know what? If you listen to this show long enough, I'll say something fascinating. So there you go. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. It's the 80s. Welcome back. It's the 80s.
Did we go through a time machine?
Yeah, I like the 80s. I had a great time in the 80s. Okay, so let's talk about something. What do you want to talk about first?
I want to talk about birth control. Okay, so there was a new study that they were talking about in the mainstream news this morning on some of the morning shows.
Right.
And evidently, there was a study that just came out that talks about taking birth control pills can help women prevent some cancers. That's the headline.
Right.
And so on GMA this morning, Good Morning America, they had their resident doctor, and she talked about how it's so good for you to take these birth control pills because they prevent colorectal cancer, ovarian cancer, and endometrial cancer.
Right, but they cause other cancers.
But she failed to mention that they cause, well, she did say there is a risk of increased risk of breast cancer, but she kind of glossed over that.
Right.
So there is an increased risk of breast cancer and cervical cancer from these synthetic hormones that are known as birth control pills.
In fact,
but it also causes blood clots. It causes bone loss. It causes heart disease. I mean, none of that was mentioned. Yeah. And it just sends me through the roof.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, they're so good for you. Everyone should be on birth control.
It causes memory loss.
We did the show that shows that even a short bout of progestin-only birth control increases a woman's risk and likelihood of developing dementia. And this wasn't like one of those epidemiological studies. They actually followed. This was part of that Boston nurses study or Massachusetts Framingham nurses study or something like that, where they were like I don't know, 80,000 nurses followed for like since the 70s. They're still following.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, the relationship between a progestin-only birth control, the longer you take it, the more likely you are to develop dementia. And even if you took it for a short time, there's evidence that you have a higher probability than someone who never took one of developing dementia. It's like, really? So wait, let me jump on the bandwagon and start taking these pills. This is great. And look, I understand, because I struggle with this idea. I've got two young daughters, right? People want to have sex. They don't want to have babies. I get it. I understand.
I've got a young niece. I've been discussing it with her. You know, she's 18 now. Of course, she's thinking about things. She hasn't made any decisions. But it's like, where do you direct them? What do you tell them to do?
Yeah. You know, in the UK, men can go for both testosterone and or nandrolone phenylpropionate shots, and that's a male contraceptive. It is as effective at reducing sperm production as the female contraceptions are. Contraceptives are preventing an unwanted pregnancy, but we can't do it here in the United States because, oh my God, that's testosterone. That's an anabolic steroid. Oh, we don't want to give people anabolic steroids. Men could be taking the responsibility for birth control. And I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there that would be happy to. Young guys that are in college are like, you know what? I'll take testosterone if it's going to keep me from getting a girl pregnant and derailing my life. But we don't have that option here in the United States.
So the progestin-only shot, which is the Depo-Provera.
It's a very, very long-acting shot. In fact,
it's dangerous.
Well, I got a girl who was a personal trainer back in probably 2007. Off of the Depo-Provera shot using, she was on Depo-Provera and an SSRI. And I had her titrate her SSRI and start using melatonin. And she came off both of them and her life changed for her.
So using, when a teen uses the shot, they are at risk of developing osteoporosis, bone loss.
Right.
And also, increased risk of bone fractures.
Sure, because the bone loss, they're going to become frail. But not to mention a thickening of the blood that increases thrombotic index and the probability of a clot. Don't forget, you know, they want to give everybody a blood thinner. Oh, you've got a weird heartbeat. We have to put you on blood thinners. You could create clots. But wait a minute. Who has a higher risk of developing these clots, young women on birth control or me? They don't want to answer that question because then every woman who's on birth control needs to take warfarin or Coumadin.
But if you hear the news, one of my main beefs is if you hear the news, oh, it's going to prevent these cancers.
Yeah, this 6 cancers, but it's going to open you up to these 11 cancers.
Or these other blood clots and bone loss.
It's silliness. Look, right now, the oral contraceptive industry has been under siege for about the past 10 years. Lots of negative stuff coming out. And the other problem I have with all of this is we say birth control, like there's only one thing. These women could be taking tetracycline. One of the cyclins is a birth control. So they have antibiotic-based birth control pills. They have hormonal-based birth control pills. They have IUDs, that it's just the presence of a piece of copper in your vagina that keeps your body from allowing it. I mean, so when we say birth control, they need some specificity in the discussion. They need to speak up and say, hey, estrogen only does this. Progesterone only does that. They don't do that. Women are confused.
Well, no. And in this study that they're quoting from the American Journal of Gynecology.
Right.
Obstetrics and gynecology. Right. They don't specify which birth control, which Was it estrogen only? I mean, progestin only?
Yeah.
Was it a combination of estrogen and progestin? And
what was it?
And the progestin that they use is synthetic.
Yeah, like so you know that Skyla ring. The Skyla ring is an IUD, but it's not just an IUD, it's also hormonally based. It releases something called lovogesterone, which is a progestin. So these young girls that are getting the Skyla ring, they think they're getting an IUD. They are, but they're also getting hormones.
Nowhere in this study did they mention, they just said oral contraceptives.
That's a big beef I have with them. That's a really, really big beef.
I mean, what is that? There's so many different ones.
Exactly. And women are confused. They don't know. But the idea that they would promote it on a mainstream TV show, once again, the same people who go, I heard your type 2 diabetes is because of global warming. They're going to go, oh, get your daughter on birth control. It'll protect her from cancer. Yeah. Get her on it now.
Well,
I'm telling you, the population of idiots out there today, and they are the ones driving the healthcare debacle because they're the ones that are always sick. They're it. I know it's not nice to talk about them that way. Oh, you know, that's not Christian of you. That's not baloney. Like, so in other words, we can't be honest about what is dragging us down financially from a healthcare perspective. It's all these stupid people who just walk right into sickness every single day and do stupid things that lead to illness.
Well, okay, so this study evidently recently just came out, but if you go to the American Cancer Society website, you can, they're right here. I'm looking at it from January 21st of 2016. They talk about birth control and cancer and how it may lower the risk of some cancers, but increases the risk of others.
And you did the we were talking about the Depo-Provera causes bone loss in anybody who takes it. Well, the same thing happens when you take an oral progesterone only birth control pill. There's several really, really good studies that show that not all women, but a large majority of women who take an oral progesterone-only birth control also have bone mineral uptake issues, and that leads to osteoporosis. So anytime you take just this one hormone, your body's not designed to do that. You're messing up a lot of systems at the same time.
Well, so somebody could say to me, well, how is taking a synthetic hormone, which is birth control contraceptive, any different than hormone replacement?
Oh,
it's hugely different.
Now, but once again, when you talk about HRT, you got to be specific. So you got to say, okay, when we talk about HRT, we're talking about starting out with hormones as base components in the same exact molecular appearance as the hormones in your body. We're not talking about equine estrogen. And we're not talking about conjugated progestins from horses, and we're not talking about methylated delivery systems that cause hepatic stress that is the reason for the increased thrombotic index.
So just so you know, I had a gynecologist years ago tell me that bioidentical hormones were no different than synthetic hormones.
And that person is in it. Well, wait a minute. So technically, bioidentical hormones are synthetic. Let me explain that. When they take soy, some amino acids from soy or whatever it is, and they turn it into a hormone through a catalyzing effect to make estrogen. Okay, estrogen comes from soy, basically. Okay, they take certain components of the soy, there's androstenedione. The hormone that everybody fooled Mark McGuire took it to hit home runs, that comes from pine tree bark. Then you put it through a catalyzing situation where it's synthesized. It's turned into what looks like human hormones, okay? So synthetic hormones mean that we synthesize them in a lab. We didn't draw them out of a human being and isolate them. You follow me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What we, to be more specific, we need to say, are these bioidentical to me, which are still synthesized, or are these coming from a horse or some animal, you know, a pig, and you're telling me that it's the same thing that is in my body? That's where the argument needs to be, because Premarin and Prempro come from horse piss.
Horse urine?
Yeah, horse piss. And they give that to women. They say, oh, it's the same thing.
It's the mare's urine.
Right.
Premarin.
Yeah.
But okay, so you just invoked pigs. Don't they get thyroid hormone from pigs?
Yes, and it's very, very similar to ours, but it's not exactly the same. I'm sure there's some variations to it. So again, synthetic isn't always bad. If they're synthesizing it so that it looks exactly like your estrogen, your testosterone, your DHEA, all those things, DHE, those are all synthesized. But they're synthesized to be bioidentical. And so she was wrong. She was wrong. Bioidentical is a term that means this molecule looks, acts, and smells exactly like the molecule your body produces and is familiar to. And the stuff that comes from horse urine, it's not the same thing.
Okay, so I have a question for you. If I am a woman of a certain age and I'm on HRT, and I have to monitor my blood to make sure that my levels are okay,
mm-hmm.
then if you have a young person who's taking hormones, which basically that's what oral contraceptives are, why don't they monitor their blood?
That's a really good point.
Why don't they monitor their blood to see if what they're taking is causing harm?
That's a brilliant point. And that is something that brilliant mothers out there should be doing for their young daughters who are on contraception. They should be requesting to the doctor, look, when you put a woman on HRT, she's got to have blood work done to make sure that nothing's going wrong. How can you put my daughter on lovogestrone and not check her out and make sure like her inflammatory markers aren't going up, her D-dimer isn't going up, her thrombotic index isn't going up? Why don't you do that? They don't care. Because the attitude that's been passed along to the doctors from the pharmaceutical industry is, oh, it's not important. But it is important if you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, because, like, for example, if you have blood clots, there are going to be certain markers in your blood that
D-dimer. D-dimer is what they look for blood clots.
Okay.
That's the protein that's produced in the blood when blood is starting to get really, really, really thick. And then, of course, hematocrit is another one, red blood cell count, all those types of things. But, yeah, you're right. No one checks that. They just give these girls a birth control pill. And
let them go on about their own merry way.
Just get to the pharmacy once a month.
Just go have sex.
Go have sex now. Yeah. Hey, look, there's nothing wrong with sex. I get it.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. What I'm saying is we need to have a little bit more follow-up with these young people.
And we need not to be so cavalier. Like, oh, it's just birth control. They've been around forever and no, there are no problems. Oh, there's a poopy boat full of problems with birth control, but nobody wants to address it because what are the options?
We know women who can't have children because of birth control.
That's right. They've never been able to get pregnant after that. Almost happened to my niece. It took my niece almost 3 years of being off birth control and going to a fertility clinic and getting shots to help her body produce her own hormones again, because she got on in around high school. My sister said, you know what, we don't want any unwanted pregnancies, and we're not going to lie to ourselves and say you're not having sex with your boyfriend, and got her on then. And you know, and then she's in her 30s and she wants to have a child, and it's like, I can't get pregnant, Uncle Carl. And I, you know, I've been off the, and she was off birth control for like a year. She didn't even get a period for a year. Like, she couldn't get a period.
And well, we know that that's not good if you're not bleeding like
no.
Your body is naturally supposed to be doing.
You're interrupting. Think about it. We talk about on this show how having offspring is job one for the species. And then you want to F with the mechanisms and the processes in a woman's body. Things are going wrong in there. We just don't want to talk about it because what are the options? What do we do? Not have sex? That's never going to happen. Have children. Like more children than we can afford to have? No, that can't happen either. So it's one of those things where it sucks, but we don't have any other options at this point in time. And the person who comes out with an option for oral birth control, hormonally based birth control for women, that is as effective, will be a trillionaire.
Well, let's come up with one.
Yeah.
So one last thing on hormones. I had a friend one time say to me that if God wanted us to, what was it that she said? If God wanted us to
have hormones late in life,
then we would have them. And that
I was messing
with what God wanted me to have.
Right. But then you said to her.
I said, what about birth control pills?
Because she was on birth control pills at the time.
And she said, Well, I have to prevent pregnancy.
But if God didn't want you to have a baby, he would just keep you from getting pregnant. Why don't you just trust God and throw your birth control pills away? I know. The idiocy in a statement like that, right? Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, You'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I love Fridays.
How come?
Well, you're in the studio with me. That's one reason. And the other reason is that I don't have to do a show for 2 days.
I'm in the house.
Elise is in the his house. It's the his house.
Is this your house?
This is my house. Welcome to my house, baby. Is that Flo Rida? Or Drake? I forget who it was. Anyway, so what do you want to talk about?
So keeping with the theme about blood work for just a minute, we wanted to talk about homocysteine.
Okay.
Because Carl and I were reviewing my blood work, and I really wasn't. You explained to me about homocysteine and what the importance of it is. So I'd like for you to explain that to the audience.
Homocysteine was a guy who worked with Michelangelo painting the Sistine Chapel, and he liked guys. So they called him homocysteine. No,
That's what he said. That was his story to me as well.
Homocysteine is actually a byproduct of the production of other things in our body. It's an inflammatory marker. It's an independent marker for heart disease. And it's produced a couple different ways. But one of the most notorious ways that's easily controlled is our bodies make creatine. We don't just get creatine from our diet. Okay. Our bodies make creatine. And in the production of creatine, one of the amino acids that is produced as a result of the cleaving and reassembling of amino acids is homocysteine. So one of the easiest ways to reduce homocysteine is to take a small amount of creatine. The other thing is, interestingly enough, you know, eat beef, because beef and pork have a lot of creatine in them.
Well, exactly, but also beef is high in vitamin B.
Right, which is another pathway.
One of the recommended ways to decrease the homocysteine levels is through B vitamins.
Right. Now, keep in mind, this is all in the face of people telling us that beef is going to cause heart disease. But when you really kind of shake it out, you go, well, that doesn't make any sense. And that's because what people consider beef today, you know, Oscar Mayer hot dogs, that's not beef. I don't care if it says all beef hot dogs. They're using the hooves and the lips. That's not beef. Good cuts of beef we're talking about. So go ahead.
So, I'm looking at Dr. Weil. He suggests more grain-based foods fortified with folic acid.
So here's the problem with Dr. Weil. If I wanted to become a popular mainstream authority on health, I would have to start singing from that hymn book too. I'd have to stop demonizing grains. I'd have to start demonizing beef. I'd have to do what Dr. Oz and Dr. Weil do, because they exist only because the gatekeepers allow their message to proliferate. So I get it. I know why Dr. Weil is saying that. Also, have you seen Dr. Weil?
Yes.
He's obese. I'm being polite. He's obese. He's not aging well. He looks like Desert Santa. You know, he looks like he's got a tan. But, I mean, he's a big fat guy. I bet he doesn't move much. You know, he's the one. I railed against him around 2007 when I read an article he talked about that stop trying to prevent aging and learn to go with it gracefully. And I thought, are you S-H-ing me, man?
Well, here he says, reducing foods high in animal protein can also help lower homocysteine levels.
Yeah, and that's not true. That's just not true.
He recommends eating an anti-inflammatory diet, which I agree with, but it depends on what your definition of anti-inflammatory diet is.
Okay, part of the problem we have today is that people, and this is one of the things I commend Rob Wolf for, when Rob sees an error in his original thinking because science is mounting up and he's going, wow, I was wrong about that. Like, Rob was big into, like, take 15 fish oil capsules a day, you know, and then he started seeing research like, hey, not a good idea after all, right? And then he didn't stick with his original message because he was going to dig his heels in.
Science is always evolving.
And if you're not evolving with it, you are, it's not science anymore, it's religion, right? And religion's the only thing that we can keep saying the same thing for thousands of years, and but there's no evidence of it, you know what I mean? Or evidence is contradictory. So how can Dr. Weil say in the same article, grains are good, and then say, eat a low inflammatory diet? Now, he's intelligent. He knows that grains cause inflammation, even in people who don't have celiac disease. Well, if your body is capable of managing that inflammation, that's one thing. But how can you tell people, eat a diet that reduces inflammation and that grains should be in that diet? See, he loses all credibility with me as soon as he does that, but I get it. If he doesn't do that, he's not out there in the mainstream. They're not calling him to come on Good Morning America and say, hey, Dr. Weil, what should people do? He Dr. Oz is the same way.
He says to emphasize protein sources such as fish, beans, dairy, and whole soy.
So beans have been shown to increase inflammation because of the lectins that are in them. And soy, no one should be eating soy because the crop has been so destroyed and adulterated. And it's high in omega-6s, which are pro-inflammatory. So, again, wonderful guy. He's probably a really nice man, you know, like a grandfatherly kind of guy. But you look at his body, you look at the way he's aging, and then you look at how he contradicts himself in articles, and you cannot give him any credibility anymore.
One thing that he does talk about to reduce stress, which is a big factor for heart disease.
We all agree on that.
So he advises practicing breathing exercises, meditation, mind and body exercises such as yoga, and I do agree with all that.
And want to know what else? Frequent sex. I'm not kidding around, but when you look at the research on people who are having sex the most often and the ones that aren't, and you look at the stress level. Sex, orgasm completely obliterates stress. Well, anytime you have an orgasm, you feel like, oh, I feel so relaxed.
Well, also, too, vacations.
Yes.
Because we've talked
laying
about
laying out in the sun.
Well, not just taking the vacation, but we've also talked about just planning a vacation, even if you don't go on it, helps to relieve stress.
Yes, absolutely. Going on vacations, but especially going places where you are going to enjoy yourself and unlock and forget about life at home and all the problems and all the issues. That's very important, too.
And I think Americans especially are known for not taking vacations, and we need to do more.
And what we're talking about right now comes full circle to what I was saying earlier about when we were hunter-gatherers and then we became an agrarian society. When we were hunter-gatherers, we were playful. We rested just as much as we worked. And we loved and we were at peace. I get it. Oh yeah. You know, disease and predators. I get it. But we weren't in a constant state of stress when we were hunter gatherers. It wasn't until we became the modern civilization that we are that stress became a regular requirement every single day in our lives. It's gone too far. We need to become more like the lemurs. Life is so interesting from down here. Look at that. Oh wow. I'm serious. I know it sounds funny, but that really was what I was trying to get across before when we talked about the statement, man's original sin was putting a plow in the ground. I love that. I love that. I love that. I don't know who said it first, but kudos to them. Really. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that I feel is such a level of stupidity that I am flabbergasted that it's even out there in the public. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Crunchy. From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not.
go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
I like this song.
Go, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. You like Bacardi?
It says we're gonna party like it's your birthday.
We're gonna drink Bacardi like it's your birthday.
I have tasted Bacardi.
You like rum?
Not really.
Yeah.
No, I like wine.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a wino. Okay, so you want to talk about Paleo Air?
Yeah, this is. You know, I'm sorry.
Paleo Air.
So first of all,
this
let me.
Ridiculous.
I got to talk about it. So we've all seen the Monk, M-O-N-Q, ads on Facebook, right? Essential oils vaporized into your lungs. I actually, when I first saw it, I posted on their thread.
That can't be good.
Of course not. It's stupid. It's stupid. So I posted on their thread one day. So you're telling me that vaping oils and a variety of leaves, because they have like marigold and all these leaves, into my lungs is a good thing. And whoever is managing their Facebook page came back and said,
Actually, we have a whole list of these questions answered in our FAQ. You should check it out. Of course, I'm not going to check it out because it's stupid. It's complete stupidity.
So this is what the email read, the Monk email, M-O-N-Q.
Yeah, Monk.
Once upon a time, there was no pollution. Much like our food was unprocessed, so was the air that we breathed. Introducing Monk, a first-of-its-kind portable and personal therapeutic air diffuser that gives you instant access to the same organic compounds our ancestors once breathed. Introducing paleo air.
It's the stupid. First of all, everybody in the paleo community, everybody should come out and denounce this company, because if paleo air is anything, it is air without Monk in it. I mean, it's the stupidest idea in the world that sucking anything into your lungs other than air is wise for you. I don't care if it's smoking cigarettes or Monk. Clove cigarettes, when I was a kid, were all the rage with people who didn't want to smoke tobacco. That was a stupid idea, too. I mean, look, our paleo ancestors did not use Monk. And whatever was in the air was in the air and passively inhaled into the lungs. It wasn't in a glycerin-based essential oil with the marigolds and stuff infused into it. Folks, like everybody with any common sense should be telling this company, like, stop.
So evidently, the guy that created this, his name was Dr. Fishman. He was an orthopedic surgeon for 2 decades. And then he quit to become a certified yoga instructor.
Yeah, okay.
After heavily researching aromatherapy, he decided to develop a company that used the modality in a totally new way. Monk was born out of sudden realization that there are non-Western medical ways of looking at health that can be very efficient and beneficial at helping people.
And that all may be true, but this isn't one of them.
I can't believe that using this cigarette-like e-cigarette, smoking, inhaling these oils into your lungs can be any good for you.
No, of course not. It's stupid. It's stupid. And you know what? Shame on him for leveraging the fact that he was an orthopedic surgeon, that people should listen to him. This is stupid.
He says it's similar to putting liquid in a pot on the stove, boiling it, and breathing in the steam.
No, it's not. It's not. Because diffusing particulate matter into the air and getting small amounts of it, like one part per trillion, into your nostrils, where it then gets caught. You know, people forget something. The nose is designed to filter stuff out from getting into the lungs. You're bypassing that. You're sucking this right into your lungs like a cigarette.
He says he doesn't recommend breathing it in and out of your mouth. There's no inhaling it.
What do you do with it then? Just have it in front of you and like a scent stick? That's not how people are using it.
I'm not sure if you don't. I mean, it looks like one of those e-cigarettes. If you don't inhale it, then what do you do?
Everybody's inhaling it. That's what they're doing with it. That's what they're doing with it. It's just dumb. It's a dumb gimmick. And it'll go away eventually.
He says it activates neurons at the base of the nose near the brain. And when you rub essential oils on your wrist, it's more dilute because of the skin. This is more effective, he says.
I think it's a dumb idea. I really think it's stupid. And it just goes to show how gullible and ignorant our population is today.
Each e-cigarette, or whatever you call them, is $20. That's rather expensive,
oh,
too.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he's happy he's not an orthopedic surgeon anymore. Sorry, I was having a little allergy attack in the background there.
So I guess the person who wrote about this said that she reached out to other doctors and they wouldn't comment on it.
Of course not. It's a stupid idea. Having people inhale this stuff is a stupid idea. You want marigolds? Pick a marigold and sniff it. You want roses? Pick a rose and sniff it. You don't need it in a base of oil and glycerin so that you can suck it into your lungs. And I don't care if he says, no, don't suck it into your lungs. That's what people are doing. They're inhaling it. And if they're not inhaling it, how are the paleo contributors, you know, the things that are in it, not, and how are they getting into your system if they're not getting into your lungs and diffusing into your blood?
And how can he even call that paleo air?
Yeah, because I'm sure the our paleo ancestors had these back then.
It's just ridiculous.
This is the overused term of paleo. Everything's paleo today. No, it's not. And I really think the paleo community should come out against this guy and say, stop using the word paleo. It's not paleo. Our paleo ancestors didn't have diffusers.
So this is an older story from worldhealth.net, but I found it interesting, so I wanted to talk about it. You just invoked the nurses study, and this came out of the nurses study.
Uh-huh.
They analyzed data from 65,215 women who were enrolled in the nurses study, mm-hmm. the second study.
Right.
And they found that regular consumption and higher intake of long chain omega-3 fatty acids are associated with lower risk of hearing loss in women.
So fish.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Fish.
And we don't get, well, you know, omega-3s are an important component of brain health.
Women who consumed two or more servings of fish per week had a 20% lower risk of hearing loss.
And I say don't take fish oil supplements. Go to our website, click the Vital Choice banner ad, and have the best fresh, frozen on the boat, Alaskan wild sockeye salmon delivered to your door cheaper than you can buy it locally. And just have fish three times a week and abound in all the benefits of omega-3s. Lower inflammation, brain health. I mean, the list goes on and on. Don't take those really toxic, crappy fish oil supplements that you burp for 6 hours afterwards. That can't be any good for you. Eat fish. Eat more fish.
Oh, we were talking just a few minutes ago about vitamin B and homocysteine. And I know you just did a show with Jigsaw, another one of our sponsors. Their vitamin B product.
The best. I told them it's the only one you can take.
It's the only one I can take.
That doesn't make you nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's sustained release, and it's all the activated forms, methylfolate, methyl B12. It's only the activated forms of vitamin B. It's another great product.
It is.
You have anything else you want to talk about? You want to take a break?
Well, is it time for a break?
We have about 2 minutes, really.
Okay, well, I wanted to talk about... they've put another bee, bumblebee, on the endangered species list.
This is getting scary.
A bumblebee is now on the endangered species list for the first time, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. They announced this on Tuesday. They placed the rusty-patched bumblebee on the list because of a dramatic population decline over the past 20 years. Since the late 1990s, the population has plummeted by 87%.
You know, there could come a time where we have no bumblebees. And you know what? Who was it that talked about this, that if there were no bumblebees, civilization would end on the planet? And they're already, who's, was it Harvard?
Well, we've,
or MIT that was trying to create a...
It was Harvard that was creating that, but... interestingly, Amy Lee put a story on my Facebook page just now about a drone, and I haven't had an opportunity, but it's about a drone that pollinates plants like a real bee.
Yeah, it's not going to pollinate like a real bee, because real bees have some sort of logic in what they do and how they do it. The drone's not going to have that. And we're going to find out too late that that's not going to work either, the drone, I mean.
It's called Plan B, B-E-E, is made up of a lightweight plastic material on the outside with foam on the inside and propellers on the top. It divides into six sections with tiny holes underneath that suck pollen in as it hovers over a flower. Then the bee blows out the pollen when flying over other plants. Like, really? This is what our
world is going to... That's not how bees do it.
This is what our world is going to come to?
So, but see... They think that, see, this is what we do. We think that we're smarter than nature. Oh, this is an easy problem to solve. That's not what bees do. And what we're going to find out all too late is what bees do has some sort of intelligent selection process in it of what they take to where. Bees don't just suck it up and then drop it. They actually place it when they land in these other flowers.
These are actually drones. I mean, I know Harvard was working on one also.
That looks like a little bee.
Yeah, this is different. This is Heidelwang's school, the Savannah College of Art and Design, is, I guess, Anna Heidelwang is the design student that created Plan B drone to help pollinate the plants.
It's a terrible idea. And we're going to find out too late that it was a bad idea because things are going to go wrong. And we're going to go, oh, we thought the bees. No, bees are doing something much more intelligent than we give them credit for.
Why not? Let's just try and
save the bees.
And save the bees.
Because you know why? That would take a complete obliteration of Monsanto. Because they're the ones that are responsible for killing all the bees. Why isn't our government going after them for destroying the bees and hurting the planet? Why? Oh, wait, let me guess. Because just like the CDC is in bed with the pharmaceutical companies, I'm sure our government is in bed with Monsanto. And that'll come out eventually. It's terrible.
I think a lot of it has already come out.
Yeah. It's really sad. If you know, we are really, they're worried about global warming. We're not even going to be on the planet when it gets too hot. We're not even going to, we're going to be gone by then. Because we're just so arrogant about what we think that the planet should look like and how things should act.
So coming back from the break, I want to talk about California. And this has been probably a week and a half ago. And that what they've done with Roundup.
Yes, this is important because you know what? Once California does this, things start happening. Watch. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820.
800-616-0820.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach. Anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back.
So Carl just took
glutathione.
Glutathione and vitamin C during the break.
The now glutathione smells like sulfur.
Now he's breathing on me. The studio smells like glutathione and vitamin C.
No, it's monk. This is paleo air you're breathing.
So another thing I wanted to mention real quick, when I was at Dr. Andre's office yesterday, Matt told me that glutathione helps with will help you with your homocysteine levels.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Okay.
So what are we talking about first? Which supplements help reduce the risk of colorectal cancer? You know, vitamin D is good for everything.
Yeah.
If you test nothing else, check your vitamin D levels.
Yeah,
because it appears that that's the magic for so many things. But maintaining higher levels of vitamin D is good for preventing colorectal cancer.
Mm-hmm. Calcium. Who knew that? I wouldn't have guessed that one.
Calcium supplements may possibly reduce the risk of colon polyps. Selenium supplements.
Or just eat a Brazil nut.
I was just getting ready to say,
just one. You just need one a day. That's all you need. Omega-3s.
Curcumin.
So there are several good studies on ginger and ginger extract actually making polyps in the colon shrink and disappear. You just take it orally. Really good studies. Ginger's not on this list. I just noticed.
No, it's not.
I'm surprised. Ginger doesn't get the respect it should as being oncoprotective.
Higher olive oil intake.
Really?
A higher dietary intake of conjugated linoleic acid from high-fat dairy foods has also been associated with a reduction of colorectal cancer by up to 39% in women.
But I thought dairy was bad for you. I thought dairy was bad.
Well, and green tea extract. Why not just drink green tea? It's better.
Like Elisa does.
I drink green tea all the time.
5 cups a day.
Not five.
Well, you drink big-ass mugs.
Okay? Yeah, but I just use one tea bag, so.
Yeah, that's true. You did say that to me once. You said it doesn't matter how many I drink, I'm still just getting the one tea bag worth.
So, I guess in California, the judge has just enabled,
Warnings.
Warning signs to be put on the chemical Monsanto's Roundup.
Which is glyphosate. As a potential carcinogen for humans. This is brilliant. This is great.
California has been able to become the first U.S. state to require Monsanto to label its weed killer Roundup as a possible carcinogen.
This is why we wanted to win GMO labeling in California, because once California does something, that's a large enough population where it tilts the scale in favorable direction for the population. So the fact that they're going to have this in California means other states are going to want it too. Watch.
California will proceed with the process of listing glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, as a chemical known to the state to cause cancer. That's what's going to be listed on Roundup.
This has to piss Monsanto off in such a big way. In such a big way. It has to. Because they're just used to getting their way on everything.
Wow. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. stated, democracy is alive and well in California, where judges are still willing to stand up for science, even against the most powerful corporate polluter. This decision gives Californians the right to protect themselves, their families, from chemical trespass. Good for Kennedy.
Wonderful, wonderful. Isn't he like part of the Trump administration right now?
Well, he put him in charge of the vaccine committee, I guess, where they're
investigative
yeah. Against vaccines.
Yeah,
yes.
This is good. This is really good. I'm glad to see this happen. I dream of a day where Monsanto's out of business, because they've done so much damage to the planet. It's just unbelievable, in the name of making money and lying and covering up bad science. I mean, just terrible. This company doesn't deserve to be around. They really don't.
I guess they sued the state of California, it looks like, too. Monsanto
because of this?
Did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Let them sue. Let
Are
them
you
sue.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm having an allergy attack. It won't go away. Usually passes. So there is hope that maybe we will see Monsanto go out of business sometime in our lifetime. That would be a wonderful thing.
Do you think so?
I do. I've said it before on the show. Yeah, I do. They've got a lot of problems. They're being sued by other countries right now. They have a lot of problems. And don't forget, just the awareness that has grown about glyphosate's potential harmful effects. Glyphosate sales have dropped by close to 50% over the past 5 or 6 years.
But then there are still people out there that use it.
It doesn't matter. It's dropped by 50% over the past 5 or 6 years. So the fact that it's dropping means that their profits are dropping. That cripples them. When their profits drop, they can't fight back anymore.
So do you want to talk about the Brazil meat scandal?
This is pretty funny. It's funny from a political standpoint because of the president of Brazil that went out. So talk about it. Yeah.
So evidently there are some people who were being paid off. Not investigators.
Inspectors.
Inspectors were being paid off to allow meat into the system that had been treated with bleach and other chemicals that was actually tainted meat, spoiled meat. And it's
what? The meat was past the due date. Let's put it that way.
It was a 2-year investigation
But the meat was bad. The meat was all bad. And so what they did was they washed it with chemicals, probably Clorox and stuff like that. And they paid off inspectors to turn their backs, and they continued to sell the meat into the Brazilian market and export it outside the country.
South Africa and Egypt banned imports from Brazilian meatpacking companies. So did China, Japan, Mexico, and the European Union.
But not the United States.
Guess who did not?
No. We're good.
The United States did not.
Yeah, because they're all about protecting the American people here. That's what they're about. So the USDA said
evidently they're in severe trouble over there as far as their economy goes, and this is just making it worse.
Right. And so the USDA said, oh, no, none of that tainted Brazilian meat was here. Everything we got from them was all good. We checked it, which we know is not true. And So the president of Brazil, brilliant, brilliant opportunity for him to get out there, and he goes to a Brazilian steakhouse, and he eats. He's eating steak at the steakhouse.
Well, it's chicken, too. It's mainly okay. Chicken.
He's eating meat at the Brazilian steakhouse, and the cameras are on him. He says, look, I'm not afraid.
But well, come to find out, the restaurant is mainly
importing all their meat.
Their meats are mainly imported.
Yeah, they're not buying them locally.
No.
So
I find that odd, too, that not only did he go there, but if they're one of the largest meat producers, why do they have restaurants that import meat?
Because those people know that that meat is garbage. That's why. So make sure if you buy any meat and you have the ability to find out where it's coming from, that it's not coming from Brazil. Do yourself a big favor on that one.
It says here none of the establishments implicated in the Brazil scandal have shipped meat products to the United States effective March the 18th. The FSIS instituted 100% point of entry reinspection of all Brazilian beef imported into the United States. So they're still importing it.
Yeah. But it's good. It's good Brazilian meat. They're giving us the good stuff. They like Americans. They're giving us the good stuff. They're keeping the bad stuff there.
The reinspection includes 100% testing of beef trimmings from Brazil for salmonella and E. coli.
I wonder how much of this Brazilian meat's getting into dog food.
Oh, wow. Well, I sent you two emails. There were just two recalls on dog food just this past week.
That's why I was saying that.
And this what I was just reading about the 100% reinspection is direct from the USDA website.
Yeah.
So well,
we know they're honest.
But why don't they just stop it until the everything has been straightened out over there?
We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We don't want to hurt the Brazilian people's feelings and make them think we don't trust them. Wait a minute. They're the ones who did this. We don't trust them.
Well, and this sounds like over there it's really political, too, because there's all kinds of backlash over the investigation, and the government is citing things that it's calling mistakes and misunderstandings. So it sounds like this is a really political thing,
too. Oh, yeah.
Too.
Oh, wait a minute. So you're saying the meat was actually 365 days old, and that's not true. It was a year old. It was just 1 year old. It wasn't that old.
Mexico has even stopped the import of Brazil.
Wow.
Meat from Brazil.
Wow. That's saying something.
I know.
That's saying something. Yeah, you got to be stupid to keep buying meat from Brazil after this one.
Yeah, but, I mean, can you tell?
I know where my meat comes from because it comes from local sources. So
12.6 billion. Brazil exported $12.6 billion of meat last year.
And it was all 5 years old, all of it. It's aged. No, Brazilian meat is aged. It's not old. It's aged. You're looking at it the wrong way.
The massive raid operation included 1,100 agents, over 300 court orders, and nearly 200 search warrants.
Yeah.
That was big.
Do your business elsewhere. Don't buy anything that could potentially be coming from Brazil.
So not should you stay away from Brazil restaurants, Brazilian restaurants?
Because they're getting their meat here. You go to a Brazilian restaurant here in Louisville, Kentucky. We have one. You think they're getting their meat from Brazil? They're getting it from the local suppliers. But where are the local suppliers getting the meat from? That is a good point.
Exactly.
We have to find out. You want to take a break?
We'll take one more break.
And then we'll finish up the show.
I want to talk about some surprising recycling mistakes that we're making.
Yes, exactly. They cannot recycle eggs, I found out. Don't put your eggs in the recycle bin because they won't send back brand new eggs.
Don't put your greasy box from your pizza that you're eating.
This was shocking to me. This is going to be good. Stay tuned.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Okay, let's hit some good stories and wrap it up, Elisa.
Yes, sir.
Wrap it up.
I think Carl is hungry.
I am so hungry right now. I trained fasted this morning. I'm really hungry right now.
So if you put a pizza box in your recycle bin and it has grease on it from the pizza.
What pizza box doesn't have grease on it?
Then it will contaminate the entire load of recyclables and they will throw out the entire load.
I don't believe that, but I get it. It's not going to contaminate everything. Just if it's not touching it, if you put the box on the top and there's tons of stuff under it, it's only going to contaminate what's touching it.
Grease, liquids, even water, and food are considered contaminants. If they make it down the sorting line without being tossed out, they can contaminate an entire load of recyclables, causing it to be thrown out. Here's some examples of items that cannot be recycled.
And these are things that people constantly throw in their recycle bin.
Foil potato chip bags.
Really?
Greasy pizza boxes. If you rip off the unsoiled cardboard lid, that can be recycled.
Oh, the heck with it. I'm just putting the whole thing in the garbage can. I'm not going to be bothered with that.
Foil, and I do this, foil lids from yogurt containers. However, foil food trays and pie tins may be accepted as long as you remove as much food as possible. So essentially, you have to wash them before you put them in the recycle bin.
Paper cups with shiny coatings. I never knew that.
Paper food bowls with plastic lining, such as those used at Chipotle.
Yeah. So, you know, this, and here's my frustration, right? So we actually pay to have a recycle bin.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so we pay extra for the recyclable pickup. The reality is that I'm big about this, right? I won't throw anything that has food in the recycle bin because the recycle bin stays in our garage and it'll stink to high heaven in a couple days if you put like the wrappings from chicken or cracked eggshells in the egg carton. I put that in the garbage can. But the reality is that I'm sure we're doing some of this wrong. That means all these years of recycling, they've probably been just throwing all our stuff away. So we're paying to help save the planet, and we're not saving the planet at all. The whole thing's a scam.
So anything smaller than a Post-it note cannot be recycled.
But I can understand that.
They say it's too small to be properly sorted.
Yeah. Right.
This includes plastic bottle caps. So if you put...
Leave it on the bottle.
Yeah, screw it back onto the bottle. Don't flatten your milk cartons. If you do, they cannot be recycled.
But that's stupid because milk cartons need to be flattened. Otherwise, they take up way too much room and you run out of space in your recycle bin.
It says here they may be missed if they are flattened because they're
easier to sort probably when they're big. Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I figured.
So here are some items that cannot be recycled.
A couple of them are funny, okay? Like, I'm thinking to myself, okay, who's doing this?
This is crazy. Bowling balls.
Who the hell is putting a bowling ball in the recycle bin? Really?
Bicycles.
How can you even fit one in the recycle bin?
Mattresses.
Oh, come on. You can't fit that in a recycle bin.
Auto parts.
Yeah. I mean, I can see people throwing those.
Propane tanks.
Yeah, that shouldn't go in.
Wire hangers. I have put wire hangers in there before.
So have I.
Just take them back to the cleaners. They reuse them.
Plastic that does not hold a shape. So that means plastic bags.
Yeah, plastic bags. Take it back to the grocer that you got them from. And even paper bags, take them back to the grocer.
But see, it's becoming way too complicated to recycle now with this knowledge. Now, all of a sudden, it's not enough to take the stuff that's quote-unquote recyclable, like plastic bags, and simply put them in your recycle bin. Now you've got to, well, no, plastic bags have to go back to the grocery store. And you got to tear this off. And you got to wash that before oh, wait a minute. Let's just create landfills. Forget about it. You guys lost. You lost us. We lost our interest.
So you take back your wire hangers and the plastic from the cleaners to the cleaners that you got them from, and they will reuse them. You take your grocery bags back to the grocer that you got them from, or better yet, just use your own bag that's recyclable and that you clean once in a while and put it in your trunk.
Yeah, that's a better choice.
Christmas tree lights cannot be recycled. And scrap metal cannot be recycled.
Okay, here's a couple that are not on the list but should be. Dead bodies. You cannot recycle a dead body, so don't put it in your recycle bin. Also, gallstones. I know a lot of people who have gallstones removed. They keep them in their freezers because they're just so proud of this huge mineral cluster from inside their bodies, and then eventually they throw them away. So that has to be disposed of the way you would dispose of any hazardous material.
If you put your recyclables into a closed trash bag, they'll get thrown straight into the trash. This is because the sorters don't have time to open them up, and they're considered a safety hazard.
Oh, they don't have time. Well, you know what? We don't want to pay for recycles to be picked up anymore. Well, they don't have time to do it.
That's
their job. Wait a second. You know what we'll do? We'll just spend one day a week instead of going to work. Everybody in the population just stay home and sort their recyclables so it's convenient for the recycle company that you're paying to sort it for you.
The plastic bags can get caught in the machinery causing damage.
Mm-hmm.
These are all good tips.
Yeah. For somebody who doesn't have anything else to do in their day but focus on their recyclables. But those of us who actually work and have lives, let's just start throwing everything in the garbage can. If there was a if tomorrow morning, if there was a mass movement after hearing this of people calling their sanitation companies and saying, hey, you know what? Come get that recycle bin. I don't want to pay for that anymore. I'm just going to be putting everything in the garbage. They'd flip. They'd be like, wait a minute. We just lost 200,000 customers in the past week. What's going on? Oh, they figured it out. They figured it out that they're paying you to throw that stuff in the trash anyway.
Did you know that the average American throws away more than 7 pounds of garbage a day? 102 tons in a lifetime.
That's not us. Because I just put the trash out this morning.
Last night.
Last night, I'm sorry. And we had one bag of garbage. One kitchen-size plastic bag of garbage. And a filter from our air conditioning heating unit that we just changed. And the recycle bin was completely filled with corrugated boxes and stuff like that.
And bottles and...
So there's no way that we're producing 7 pounds of garbage a day. We're probably producing a real trash. We're probably producing 10 to 15 pounds a week.
In the U.S., Americans toss 60 million water bottles daily, which is nearly 700 each minute. Bottled water is one of the largest problems that we have, besides those little things that they make coffee. What are those things called?
The Keurig.
Yeah, those are really filling up our landfills.
So here's the solution to the water problem, right? Having all these bottled waters. Municipal water treatment facilities in every state and in every city, get off your friggin' hands and update the water treatment so that we can have clean water coming out of our taps, and then all those bottles will go away.
We use a clearly filtered water filter, which I just got an email, by the way, that says that they are upgraded and they're better than they used to be. And just drink out of glass.
Yeah.
Glass.
But and refill glasses. Bottles. You can refill bottles with it. I mean, there's no, you don't have to buy bottled water. You don't have to. There is convenience sometimes when you're traveling, but you don't have to.
Food waste. Americans throw away 28 billion pounds of food a year.
That ain't us. Once a week, we have soup or a meal made just out of the stuff that we'd normally throw away. So who's doing that?
Carpet waste alone. Americans throw away 5.7 million tons of carpet each year.
Carpet.
Americans.
That's toxic.
That is very toxic.
That's toxic.
I'd like to get the carpet and just have all hardwood floors.
Yes, I would too.
Americans waste 4.5 million tons of office paper a year. Well, if they'd stop sending junk mail, we wouldn't have so much.
I am so ready for the post office to put garbage cans attached to every mailbox. So instead of carting this stuff into your house and have to throw it away, you could just throw it away right there and have the mail company pick it back up. I'm tired of all these catalogs and magazines and advertisements that we're paying to have sent to us.
If you want to opt out of junk mail, go to catalogchoice.org.
Really?
Catalogchoice.org, and you can opt out.
Oh, I got to do that.
I know. Too many toys. 4% of the world's children live in the U.S., but Americans buy and throw away 40% of the world's toys.
How about sending them to the other kids that don't have toys?
That's a good idea. So I read somewhere about Goodwill, too, that throwing away clothing, about how clothing is. I'm going to have to find that. It's very harmful to the environment also.
Yeah, because a lot of clothing is made from nylons and plastics. They have plastic in them. And so that stuff just doesn't biodegrade.
Goodwill will sort through donations to determine what can be sold and what cannot. If it's in near perfect condition, it will remain on the sales floor for 4 weeks. After that, the item goes to a buy-by-the-pound liquidation outlet.
Yeah, but then they use it. The buy-by-the-pound liquidation outlets do something with it. They break those materials down and they reuse them for stuff.
Yeah, they break them down and they use them for textile recyclers.
Yeah. Or fill. They use it for fill. Like if they're making big, dense pillows and they need to fill them with something, they shred it up and use it for fill. We used to use Excelsior. When you and I were kids, our grandparents had sofas that were filled with Excelsior. Excelsior was actually, you know what steel wool looks like?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Excelsior is wood wool. They shave wood into like these little threads. And that's what Excelsior was. They used to stuff sofa pillows and beds with Excelsior. Now they use all this scrap material that we get back.
Well, so they put these into entire bins where they go to auction, and then they are auctioned off, and you don't know what you're getting in your bin.
Right.
SMART is a trade association for textile recyclers. They acquire approximately 5% of the clothing, which is what they acquire, 5% of it is discarded to landfills.
Yeah, that's where the problem starts.
30% gets cut into rags for industrial use. 20% is processed for fiber fill that is used in furniture and insulation.
That's what I just said, yeah.
And 45% is resold into the American and international secondhand clothing markets.
Yeah, interesting.
So...
And this all started out because we just revealed that the recycle places aren't recycling your stuff. They're throwing it in the trash anyway. They're just charging you extra to do that. So I say everybody get rid of the recycle bin and just start throwing everything in the trash.
No,
that's where it's going to end up anyway.
Just do what you're supposed to do. Just if you eat pizza, rip off the greasy pizza lid. It's not that difficult.
I haven't eaten a pizza in a long time.
Well, so neither have I, but yeah. I'm just saying there are people who do.
Yep. There you go. Don't throw that stuff. Anything that has food on it, don't put in the recycle bin. That's basically the and don't put plastic bags in the recycle bin, and don't put any recyclables in the recycle bin. In fact, just send them your money and throw everything in the trash. That's it. Great show. Thank you for all your hard work, Elisa Profumo.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you by next week with more Super Human Radio. Thank you for listening.
Thanks to everybody for sending me stories.
Yeah, there you go. Talk to you later.
Bye.